Today, January 23rd, 2006, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
Hi, I'm Marty Sklar, creative head of Walt Disney Imagineering. People ask me if I have a favorite attraction. Well, I do. Space Mountain is my favorite attraction, and I'm going to tell you why. When we were building Walt Disney World, the company made an agreement with a major communications company. My design mentor, John Hench, and I worked on an idea of doing a show where we would take people inside a computer, because this company did computer equipment. But things didn't go as we hoped. Join me after the break to find out why.
Don't go away. Part 2 of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
Welcome back. The quid pro quo was that if we could figure out an attraction for this company to sponsor, there was $10 million for that attraction. Now that $10 million would probably be $70 or $80 million today. We worked 9 months and finally they said, you have to present it to our CEO. So we went to New York with our presentation and they put us in the boardroom, which was very long and narrow with a big table down the middle. And we had 9 storyboards all the way down one side. We finished setting up the night before and an aide came in and said, remember, the CEO sits at the head of the table. And I said, wait a minute, we have all these sketches that aren't too big. If he's down at the end of the room, how is he going to see what's going on? And the aide said, well, that's your problem. He always sits at the head of the table. The next morning, we made the presentation, and it was a disaster because he couldn't follow it at all. And afterwards, the CEO writes a note and hands it to the vice president next to him, who hands it to the vice president next to him, and on down the table to me, and I opened up and it said, who are these people? Nobody had told him why we were there or who we were. So I went to John Hench and I said, we made a big mistake. We did something that the sponsor wanted us to do, the computer. Why don't we figure out what we want to do and need for the park and then see if we can convince them to pay for it? How about Space Mountain, which was an idea John had developed years before? The sponsor was in the satellite business, so space, great. We went back, got our presentation all set up in the same boardroom, and the aide came in and said, remember, our CEO sits at the head of the table. And I said, then I'll be talking with my back to him, because I'm going to talk to whoever's in the middle seat. I don't work for you, and that's what I'm going to do. So the next morning, they stationed somebody by that seat. And when the CEO came in, they said, the Disney people want you to sit here. And he said, fine, and sat down. Nobody had ever asked him to sit somewhere else before. They had just assumed he wouldn't do it. So we did the presentation, and he understood it, and we got the $10 million. And that's why there's a Space Mountain. The next time you go rocketing through the dark, I hope you get an extra thrill out of knowing the behind-the-scenes story of how you got there. Thanks for joining me.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com. To watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time.